This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, March 18th. Okay, we have the FOMC statement out, and it really wasn't a surprise. The Fed held rates steady, and the reason they probably did that is market rates backed up a bit. I thought we'd get some dissenting votes because of the issues with the lack of payroll job creation in America, because it's been negative 5 of the last 9 months, but only Steve Moran voted to hold rates steady. He wanted to cut. Christopher Waller, who's been exposing a lot of labor market problems, also did vote to hold rates steady. So Steve Moran was the only dissident in an 11-1 vote. The dot plot was released. It showed one more rate cut this year, but the Fed's very conservative. Most people think 2. I think 3. But the big news is, of course, they said, quote unquote, the implications of developments in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. So that's kind of weenie language that they don't know what in the hell's happening. So, and they did say, quote unquote, job gains have remained low, and said the jobless rate has been little changed in recent months. So that's doublespeak from the Fed. They are worried about the job market, and I do think they're going to have to cut because of the job market. Now, the main thing that's happening out there today is we have oil prices up because Israel hit the natural gas fields in the southwest Iran. And they imply that we pre-approved that. Of course, that would help a lot of U.S. energy companies, the LNG companies, et cetera. But we didn't expect that. So that was the shock that we got today from the fighting. And then the other shock we had today was the producer price index. And it was up 0.7%. The economists were only expecting 0.3%. Food inflation was 2.4 wholesale. Energy inflation was 2.3. This was February. It's going to be much worse in March because that's when the war started. And if there is a problem with this war, it's food, it's food, it's food. They're not getting the fertilizer out they need to. And if they don't get in the ground at the right time, they're not going to use it. So the war is going to be causing food inflation, and that's not good, okay? My other comment is that the prices of finished goods were up 1.1 in the PPI report, and wholesale service costs were up 0.5%. So when I dig into the details of this PPI report, I didn't like it, okay? And that's unfortunate. Now, the Fed cannot control food and energy inflation. They can't. They like to look at inflation excluding that stuff. But that surge in final good prices, 1.1, not good. So there is definitely inflation out there brewing on the wholesale level. We have weak economies around the globe. You'd think that inflation would be cooling off. But with all the supply shortages and the bottleneck in the Strait of Hormuz, that is obviously affecting things. So we shall see. Okay, so what do you do? Well, first of all, the second half of March is better than the first half. The stocks that are guiding higher, having good earnings announcements, are still doing well. Micron Technology announces after the close today. It should be phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it will set the tone for Thursday. In the meantime, the NVIDIA conference has gone well. NVIDIA, of course, has announced that they'll have $1 trillion in sales next year. We're all in shock by that. That's all I can tell you. For a company that size to have accelerating sales and earnings momentum is ridiculous. But the NVIDIA conference this week has helped optical companies, memory storage companies, and I do think Micron will be the technology will be the grand finale after the close today. So let's see if earnings are still working. Let's see what our opening is tomorrow. These markets are oscillating, so if they're down today, they'll be up tomorrow, etc. So let's hope Micron provides the leadership we all need. With that said, otherwise there's nothing wrong. I mean, we're lucky the U.S. is an oasis, but the rest of the world is definitely sputtering, and we got to get not only oil through the Strait of Hormuz, we got to get fertilizer. Otherwise, food costs will skyrocket around the globe. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navelier. Take care, everybody.